There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we do promise you this. Amidst the Tigers' magic, we still got to mix in football a little bit, and we're going to do that right now with Football Today.
Well, well, well. It's been an interesting day in the NFL. Let's just take our time with it, guys. Robert Saleh has been fired in New York. So there's a lot of stories coming out. So let me start with this one from NFL insider Jordan Schultz. He says Saleh came into the building on Wednesday not expecting to be let go. The decision to fire him was a surprise as it came directly from ownership. More to that part of the story was that he came in expecting to get ready for the next game. Ownership came into his office, fired him, and security escorted him out of the building. Didn't let him talk to the team, any players, personnel, nothing. And then there's more here from the NFL insiders saying that the relationship between Aaron Rodgers was not fractured despite speculation. Well, the owner spoke today. He spoke just shortly to the media, and he said that he spoke to Aaron Rodgers last night, but Robert Saleh's name did not come up in their conversation. Sure, Woody Johnson. You guys' thoughts here on everything that's happening with the Jets?
I will say this. His name probably didn't come up, but it was probably a whole lot of that guy and coach. Technically didn't say his name, but we all know who coach and that guy was. Can't be around. Look, Mike can speak about this more because he's a Giants fan, and I'm sure he's celebrating because Giants had a better week than the Jets. But how in the world are you letting a gentleman he's not going to be there that long? And you could tell that it was just a weird thing with what was going on with the coaching situation. And why would you fire him now coming back? Like, why wouldn't you wait till the bye week? There's so many unanswered questions. I don't understand this. I don't get this. But this is just Aaron Rodgers, I guess, being Aaron Rodgers. Oh, by the way, Aaron canceled his appearance on a talk show today.
He'll be there tomorrow, according to reports. Yes. Okay. Go ahead, Mike. Well, what do you got on this?
Oh, let me, if I may, just let me get this off my chest. You just hate to see it. Here's a couple of things to answer your questions, Rico. I mean, Woody Johnson has never, not even with death stare Adam Gase, he's never fired a coach during the season. He just did. The most points the Jets gave up this season, 23 this past week. One problem, Aaron Rodgers threw a pick six. So 16 points is the most that that defense really was responsible for. So the defense isn't failing you. The owner never fires a coach midstream. But what have we seen? I'm going to Egypt. F you. I don't want a hug. I don't like you. Oh, really? The coach talked about cadence? What about accountability? Listen to me. Go back and watch The Godfather. Michael Corleone at the baptism. Robert Saleh's Mo Green at the barbershop. You will never convince me that Aaron Rodgers didn't ace this dude out. Ever. Ever. And you just.
Aaron,
to see it.
Aaron, do you renounce the devil? Pop!
To your point, Mike, since 2021.
Somebody get that holy water.
Since 2021, when Robert Saleh got there, the Jets' total defense ranked 7th. The total offense ranked 31st. And I know everyone's going to say they had Zach Wilson. It did not get better this year. Here's partly why Woody Johnson fired him. Here's a quote from him during the media session. This is one of the most talented teams ever assembled by the New York Jets. The change that I made, I believe, will bring new energy and positivity that will lead to more wins starting now. All right, only problem is the defensive players are pissed off that you fired their coach.
Yeah, and the fact he was escorted out, look, I'm not telling you it's never happened. I'll just tell you, you talk to anybody in the NFL, highly unusual. Wasn't allowed to address the team. Here's your playbook. You just hate to see it. Let's move on to other things. I could talk about this for 4 hours, but nobody in Detroit cares.
Oh, my gosh. It is so much to talk about.
Yeah, who would have thought that the Giants had a better week?
Listen, just let Big G have this finite moment in time. Just let him have this.
Well, here's the sad part of the football today.
What?
Is it time for Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh? The offense can't move. Justin Fields doesn't look any better than he did in Chicago right now, because Mike Tomlin keeps saying that they're going to practice as if Justin Fields is the quarterback until Russell Wilson can show that he can be available. He is getting second-team reps. He will be a full-time participant. Is it time for Russell Wilson?
Yes. Justin Fields is ass, and I'll never forgive you or your team for having me stay up till 1 in the morning on Sunday night and lose on the last play of the game laying 2.5. To hell with you, and to hell with him, and to hell with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's all I have to say on the matter. I'm done. He's terrible.
I would say no, David. It's not time for him. It's your
team.
Hell
with Rico.
No, Mike. It's the old cliche is if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. You actually went out in the offseason and got two quarterbacks. You actually went out in the offseason and decided this was a good idea. We'll bring them both in and figure it out. Except for neither one of them was that great. I thought that Justin would rehabilitate himself. I thought Chicago was holding him back. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's just not a good quarterback. I'm almost willing to say I was just totally wrong about him, and he's just not going to be good.
Yeah, he's trash. Okay, so I'm going to close it out with this, and I'm going to call this final section the coaching idiocy portion. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals. First with the Buffalo Bills. What are you thinking? There's 32 seconds left. You're on the 3-yard line, your 3-yard line, and here's what you decide to do. 3 straight pass. Interference, offensive, declined. Incomplete pass down the middle, and then another one on a low percentage play, and you give the Texans time to come down, kick a field goal to win the game in regulation. In overtime, the Cincinnati Bengals. Lamar Jackson fumbles, gives the Bengals the ball pretty much right there at midfield. 3 straight runs up the middle. You get 3 yards. You attempt a 53-yard field goal, and miss it, and then lose in overtime.
Yeah.
What is wrong with coaches?
A lot. Look, Sean McDermott, I've said, is a bum for a long time. He's a defensive coach whose defenses aren't very good. That decision, when you have Josh Allen, Rico, I don't know how you feel about it, but if you want to win that football game, you got to use your best weapon, which is QB run. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to burn those timeouts from Houston and advance the football. There is no scenario I'm throwing from the shadow of my own end zone, much less after the first down play. I thought McDermott was much more egregious because, sadly, coaches have gotten very comfortable league-wide playing for 50-yard field goals.
See, as bad as that is, Mike, I blame Cincinnati, because what happens with Cincinnati is you relaxed, you got comfortable. Because at this point, the next score wins because Lamar fumbled the ball. So you're thinking, let's not do anything stupid. Let's just run it up the middle, and we'll kick a field goal and go. You stop being aggressive. And I hate when coaches just take the air out of the ball and start playing it safe. It's like the prevent defense. You prevent yourself from winning. They went prevent offense.
You want something fun? Here, it'll make it even worse. You ready?
Yeah.
McPherson, the kicker, in game-winning and or overtime situations, he had hit 14 straight kicks. Whoops.
But see, that's why.
I'm making your case for you.
Right, like you just want to try to do something, move the ball, maybe you catch him on low percentage stuff, nothing bad, but screenplay, something to move and get it even closer. Just break it through and you score. I mean, look at what happened with the Falcons on Monday night. It was a routine pass that got taken to the house.
That's right.
You just decided, well, you know what? They had their chance. We're just going to run it, kick it, and walk off. Except for, funny thing happened.
Maybe Robert Saleh can use that next week. Oh, I'm sorry. He's gone. That is in football today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.